if I'm going, I haven't looked at my speed.
See you.
And they have this supplemental for HEW. I'd like to handle that through a press release. And this New England transportation thing by a press release, which is already ready. That's the one you approved this morning. I think the big thing I'm going to get probably is a question on Adam Yarmolinsky because of the Evans and Novak column this morning.
Well, what do you think he'll say?
Well, I don't know enough about the facts, sir. I just know what was said this morning. The kind of seems to me, though, that there never really was, there certainly was never any intention on your part to appoint him to anything as such.
Well, I'll give you the facts and you can figure out how you want to do it yourself.
Okay, sir.
He's been with the Defense Department for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sergeant Shriver was asked to recommend to Congress this poverty program. The department's concerned with the Defense Department because one out of every three boys in the draft is cut back. The Labor Department because they must train them. Juvenile delinquency and justice because they deal with juvenile delinquency. HEW because they deal with health and retraining too. Education, health and education. Got all that?
Yes, sir.
So he borrowed people. Got with the cabinet officers and with the representatives of the cabinet officers and preparing this program and presenting. Some of the cabinet officers testified. Some of the assistants that worked on the program. Mr. Yarmolinsky was the Defense Department's representative. He worked with them on the program. There are five jobs. The head of it, and the deputy head of it, three division heads. The president must appoint, recommend, and the Senate must confirm. The question came up. I don't know whether it was people wanting the job for Mr. Yarmolinsky or people not wanting it. But the question came up as to whether he had been promised one of these five jobs and whether he would get it. The question was raised by a number of callers. And the whip with Shriver. Shriver told them that he did not know whether he would be recommended for a place or not. That he had not recommended anyone. He didn't even know whether he would be recommended or not. But he had borrowed Yarmolinsky from the Defense Department. That he was working for them, and he had not recommended Yarmolinsky, and he did not plan to recommend Yarmolinsky, and he was so informing the president. He had not recommended him, that he did not plan to recommend him.
He called on to recommend anybody or not.
But